A nonpartisan analysis of Republican Governor Phil Scott's education finance plan says it's based on dubious assumptions, and it pointed out major technical errors in the administration's long-term projections. Governor Scott wants lawmakers to use $58 million in one-time money to avoid an education property tax rate increase in the coming fiscal year. His long-term plan is to recoup that money and more by implementing a package of policy changes over 5 years. The Burlington Free Press reports the analysis by the legislature's Joint Fiscal Office argued that the Scott administration double-counted special education savings, and it is, quote, built on assumptions with little to make them likely or achievable, unquote. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.